Jim, it's Tim Carter. Thanks a ton for calling WGRR. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just fine, Tim.
What can I help you with, Jim?
Go ahead.
How can I help you today?
I have a question on a tool.
Yes.
I do like to know, is there a way to insulate the bathtub?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. You're talking about just a standard old bathtub so that when you're sitting in it, the water stays hotter longer.
That is correct.
Okay. The answer is it can be done, but it's done most easily as the tub's being installed. Is the tub already in, or are you getting ready to put a new one in?
Oh, it's in there, buddy.
All right. It's going to be tough because the only way to really do it is you've got to get access around the tub. So, you know, the walls of the tub, what's on the other side of that? I mean, is it a closet? Is it somebody's bedroom? Whatever it might be, you have to cut some holes so that you can reach in there and stuff some fiberglass around it. Or, you know, if you can blow, you know, if you just cut small holes and you want to rent a machine, whether it's blow cellulose, I don't care what it is, you just have to get some type of insulation up and around that whole tub cavity. Where you're going to have your problem, and this is why it's best to do it as you're installing the tub. Most old-fashioned tubs, or even modern ones, you know that what we call the apron, you know, as you're getting in the tub, that vertical wall?
Yeah.
Okay, well, there's a space between that vertical apron and the actual side wall of the tub, you know, and that space can be like 4 or 5 inches, you know, and it kind of tape, you know, kind of widens as it gets to the bottom. Well,
yeah.
you can see how hard that would be to get insulation in there now. But if you have the tub and you're just bringing it up into the bathroom, you can flip the tub over or stand it up on its end and easily pack some bats of fiberglass in that space before you actually position the tub.
So, right. Is it possible to use some kind of a spray foam like that insulated foam you buy that expands?
Yes, it is, as long as you can get it close enough. I mean, the problem is I've used those spray foams, and even when you put that little nozzle on it, that little extender tube, you know, that it only seems to shoot the foam out so far. You know,
right.
it's like you've got – it's not like a garden hose where you're shooting that foam and it travels 3 feet, at least not the ones I've used before. You know, it doesn't squirt that far out of that nozzle. See what I mean?
Yeah, I was just wondering if I could put a piece of Tigon tubing under that and snake it up around the tub. And
well, maybe. I mean, as long as you can see what you're doing, that would work. I mean, the thing is you know, you would have to just be able to see what you're doing. And the way I look at it, let's just say that the other side of the tub is on this bedroom wall and it's just drywalled. I mean, by the time you just cut, like if you go up the wall 16, 18 inches, you know, make that 5-foot slice across it and just cut out that piece of drywall that's 18 inches high by 5 feet high, you know,
yeah,
that gives you access to the whole, you know, the other side of the tub from the apron. I mean, you know, you can insulate by reaching your arm around. You may not get the whole other side of the tub, but you might get 70% of it. And what's the big deal about having to patch that one piece of drywall?
Nothing, but if that was the case, it would be a snap to do it. But one's an exterior wall, and the other one's the kitchen wall.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, you've got a big challenge.
Yeah, I got a big
challenge. Yeah, so, I mean, so that's the only thing you can do. I mean, so the long wall is an exterior wall?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a problem. So
the only thing I thought about doing was the back wall to the tub. It's got a little about a 6-inch shelf on it where the tub is not long enough to reach wall to wall. I can access the back side and the sides that way, but the problem I run into is the faucet side, which is the kitchen wall.
Right. Well, that's not the end of the world, you know.
No.
Because on that wall, now this is a little tough sometimes, there's got to be one cabinet that's probably in that corner.
Yeah, but there's no access panel to it. This is a house built in the 60s, and these people just didn't know what an access cabinet was to it.
I know, but here's what I'm trying to say. Right where that line of cabinets ends and dead ends into that wall, you know, that may be like a 24-inch base cabinet. See what I'm trying to say?
Right.
So depending on if it's its own separate cabinet, you might actually be able to unscrew that cabinet from the wall, unscrew it from the top, and if it's screwed to the other cabinet, take those two screws out and slide that cabinet out.
Correct.
You know, and then cut your hole in the wall and do what you got to do and then push it back in.
Yeah, that wouldn't even require any patchwork on a drywall.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
So I mean, so I'm just saying that that's a little bit extra work, but you might be able to do that.
What's the prognosis of drilling a little quarter inch, whatever tube size is for the spray tube, cutting a hole in that the outside vertical wall to where I could get to the front of the tub and just foam it?
Well, you may be able to do it. The problem is you can't see what you're doing.
All right.
You know, you just can't see it. And you know, what happens if you spray too much foam in there and you actually blow the wall out or you raise the tub up? Stranger things have happened. You know, that expandable foam, it can create a lot of energy.
Yes, it can.
You know, so, yeah. I mean, I see that all the time. I get emails from people all the time who spray around their windows and doors, and then the next day they can't open them up, you know,
yeah,
because they put too much in.
Right.
So I think that you're just going to have to tack it from both ends. You're going to have to figure out a way to get in the two ends and just do it that way.
Man, I didn't like that idea. Sorry.
I know. All right, Jim.
All right.
All right, thanks for calling, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay.